What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we look forward to Sunday, 3 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles and the Rams. And this one might come with a little surprise, a little twist, and a little add-on to the matchup. And that is the forecast of snow in the Philadelphia area on Sunday, and specifically during game time. So obviously this is always changing. And by the time you hear this particular episode, maybe the forecast is better. Maybe it's worse. I'm operating on what I see right now, 31 degrees at kickoff, but a real chance of snow in the forecast for the Eagles and the Rams on Sunday. As of yesterday, I saw the bulk of the time it will snow in Philadelphia is during the game, like from 2:30 to 5:30, like right in the heart of the game. So let's dive in today, how a snow game would impact the Rams-Eagles on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. So my first thought, I'll give you some context on why, is it's a big Eagles advantage. If this snow comes in, arrives, and is here during the game, I give a distinct advantage to the Philadelphia Eagles in this game because of their team, because of where we are, because of how they play, and the opponent, who they are, how they play, and their most important player. This is a clear Eagles advantage if the snow starts coming down. Now, who knows? By the time kickoff arrives, sometimes we have these thoughts and these ideas that it's going to snow, and then it clears out, and it's not what you think it's going to be. So this isn't locked in stone by any stretch of the imagination. It's a forecast on a Thursday morning. But there's clearly something to look out for here because this could impact the game. So let's just start with the basics. The Eagles want to run the football. The Rams want to throw it. I mean, I think that is the simplest part of this, that the Eagles want to run the football. They don't want to throw. I mean, that's been obvious the entire season. Look how the Eagles have played. Look how they've taken the ball to Jalen Hurts' hands. Look how inefficient the passing game was last week. Shio Kapati over there at the Ringer had an incredible stat that it was the least efficient game by a winning playoff quarterback in a decade. So that tells you where this passing game is right now. And you could say that's because Jalen Hurts is coming off a concussion and A.J. Brown had an ESU. Okay, and the Packers have a good defense. I'll acknowledge all that. But the reality is the reality. It was not a very good game by the passing game last week. And the Eagles don't want to have to throw the football, despite having highly priced, high-name, big-name wide receivers. They want to run the football. And we saw the last time these two teams played in Los Angeles on that Sunday night in November, they ran it down their throat. Saquon Barkley had the kind of game that put him in the MVP conversation. So if this becomes a running game, it's obviously advantage Eagles, without question. If running the football is the name of the game on Sunday, the Eagles are in a clear advantage. So that's number one. Number two, the Rams' pass rush is a speed pass rush. Their defense is built on either smallish, and they're built on speed. And what I understand, and what I've always known about pass rushers, about speed guys on defense, is their footing can become a problem. Now, the Eagles just replaced the turf last week. We'll see how it holds up and handles some precipitation and cold on Sunday. But I think a guy like Jared Verse, first-round pick, likely to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year. This game is built on speed more than it is power. And if he needs his speed, he needs his get off, he needs that first step to have a chance to make some plays against Jordan Mailata and make some plays against Lane Johnson. And if his footing is off, it's really going to impact them. The Eagles' defense, obviously, speed is a huge part of Nolan Smith's game. But I look at the Eagles' defense as much more well-rounded. I don't view them as ridiculously fast. I view them as sound technique across the board, from Quinyon Mitchell to Darius. So these are technique guys. Zach Bond has speed, but he's more of a technique instinct kind of player than he is just a speed guy running around. Jalen Carter is a power player. Milton Williams is a speed to power player. Jordan Davis is a power player. So, you know, I'm not looking at the Eagles as, oh no, if it snows, they're not going to get any get off on their feet. I don't think they've built their team that specific way this year. I think there's more to how the Eagles play defense with Vic Fangio's mind than just the speed of their defensive players. So I think the style of the game certainly points to Snow helps the Eagles if it becomes a running game on both sides. I think the Rams, and they've improved defensively, and we talked about it yesterday, how dangerous they look coming into this week, but they've improved defensively doing it a specific way, and that is speed on defense and getting after the quarterback, coming from different angles. We saw that Monday night when they had 9 sacks against Sam Darnold. They're going to do it their way, but their way may be impacted here by the snow. But the biggest reason by far that the Philadelphia Eagles are in a big advantage if the snow starts pouring down is Matthew Stafford is not a big-time cold weather or snow or precipitation quarterback. So let's just go through the reality of Stafford. Stafford, and this was prior to the statistic, the game that the Rams played against the Jets in week 16 of this season. Prior to that, Stafford had started 228 games in his career. So I guess it is 229, 230, 231 now. So he started 231 games in his career. And his first game at under 25 degrees, below 25, was that game against the Jets. So, which is crazy because, you know, that means they just must have missed those days with him on the field against the Packers or the Bears during his time in the NFC North. And his last game in freezing temperature before this game against the Jets that we just talked about was 2021. Matthew Stafford is a stone-cold, dome, warm-weather quarterback. That's what he is. Now, he's played in Chicago. He's played in Green Bay because he was on the road in that division. But he is, for the large majority of his career, from Georgia in college to Detroit in the NFL to Los Angeles in the NFL, he is a warm-weather, dome quarterback. That's what he is. Doesn't mean he's not tough. I'm not calling out his toughness, but that's who he is. It's what he's been. And on Sunday, it's 31 to kickoff here in Philadelphia. Now, let's go back to that game he played against the Jets in week 16, the first time he had played in a long time in super cold weather. It was 23 degrees in week 16 at the Jets. Matthew Stafford and the Rams won the game 19-9. Stafford, 110 yards passing, a passer rating in the low 80s. He's 3-5-1 against the spread in freezing temperatures in his career in the NFL. And I found this stat remarkable. So last year, the Rams played the Ravens in a rain game. Okay, rain game early December in Baltimore last year. And prior to that, so last year Stafford played in a rain game. This year he played in a really cold game up in the Meadowlands against the New York Jets. The last time prior to December of 2023 that Stafford played in even rain, forget snow, forget bitter cold, just the rain, not in 2023, prior to December, not in 2022, not in 2021, not in 2020, not in 2019, not in 2018. Stafford went from 2017 all the way to December of 2023 without even playing in a rain game. He's 1-5, or before that game was 1-5, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks, 56% completion in the rain. Matthew Stafford has not performed at his best in inclement weather. And I mean, we remember famously here the game where the Eagles beat the Lions in December of 2013, the LeSean McCoy snow game, the Snow Bowl here in Philadelphia. I remember it vividly because of the the way the snow kind of came out of nowhere, what they call snow squalls, and then, you know, dropped a ton of snow all at once, and then it was gone. It was like beautiful, clear, just nice and cold, and boom, this crazy snowstorm, you know, obviously during the game, and then it was gone again. And it was one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen. I remember the day for the game, but I also remember the day vividly because that's the day that I moved into my first home. We got the keys a few days before, but that's the day we moved our stuff in. And I remember driving a moving truck with our stuff. And it was scary because, like, I tried to keep the truck steady and I'd swerve. But it was like a blizzard out of nowhere, and you couldn't prepare for it. It wasn't like, oh, it's starting to come down. Maybe we should take a couple hour break here, or let's finish up quick before the snow really blasts. No, it was like, it's nice. And then all of a sudden, it's a blizzard. And then it ended. And that game, of course, on the other side of Nick Foles and the Eagles, who kind of put themselves on the national map that day with Chip Kelly, was Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions. So Stafford has not had much experience, and he has not been very good when the weather is inclement, especially when it's snow, especially when it's cold, especially when there's precipitation. So I'm going to keep it a very strong eye on the weather as we go through this week, because it is clearly advantaged Philadelphia and the Eagles. Now, a couple things where I would say I have my eyebrow raised on how the Eagles will handle it. One, Jake Elliott, not that he has a kick in the tough weather here. He's been, you know, an Eagle for years, but he's not kicking perfectly to begin with. So we'll factor that in, that it could impact him. Now the Rams have a rookie kicker and he's been in a dome all year. So we'll see how he handles the weather. The other thing to note, Jalen Hurts, I never thought he's loved the cold. You know, he didn't perform that great in that game in Chicago 2 years ago before he got hurt with the shoulder injury. He always seemed like the cold wasn't his favorite thing. He's a Texas kid, so is Matthew Stafford. A lot of these quarterbacks are. You know, these Northeast cold weather games, either you're used to it or you're not, or you learn to love it. I think Brett Favre learned to love it. I think Josh Allen has learned to love it. And it becomes part of the identity of the player to learn to love it. Now, Hurts was off the injury report yesterday with the broken finger. So that's a good thing, that the cold hopefully will not bother that too much. I guess it's healed to the point where he no longer has to be in the injury report. But the other thing that you have to factor in with advantage here is, even if Jalen Hurts doesn't love the cold, he's used to the cold. He's here. He's at practice. He's at practice yesterday in short sleeves, acclimating himself to some cold weather that's likely going to be here on Sunday evening. Matthew Stafford and the Rams, by the way, they're bouncing all over the place, from Arizona back to Los Angeles. I listened to McVay's interview yesterday, his press conference, saying the plan was to stay in Los Angeles and practice there and go through as much of a normal routine as they can this week before they fly to Philadelphia this weekend. So they're not going to have any ability to get out there in the cold and acclimate their body. Look, we all know none of this means anything concrete. It doesn't mean that Matthew Stafford can't make some good throws in the snow. But I know this. The Eagles want to run the football. The Rams want to throw the football. The Rams need their footing and their speed pass rush to make a difference. The Eagles could play more sound defense. They ran all over them on turf. Now they get to do it on grass. I just think about the Rams' offense at Stafford. He's been below himself in the snow and rain, and now they have to try to keep their footing as wide receivers with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and a quarterback who's never loved playing in this kind of element. It's not good for them. It's not good. That forecast between now and Sunday is really going to be a big one. If it drops, if that snow total goes up, and we have an honest to goodness snow game in Philadelphia, that's big advantage Eagles, and it would make me feel better about the Eagles' chances to pull out a victory and get to the NFC Championship game. If the weather changes a little bit and it gets to be more like 35-40 instead of 31, and the snow forecast moves off, or it's earlier in the day and it's gone by the time the game is here, then I think you just have to throw it out and not use it as part of your handicap. But as of right now, yeah, it's got to be part of the handicap. It's in the forecast, and it feels like a big advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll tell you, the last person who benefits the most from this, or people or entity, NBC and just all of the NFL. So it's an NBC TV game on Sunday. The Sunday Night Crew will be here with Tirico and Collinsworth and all and that whole crew. Boy, I saw the forecast for the whole Northeast Sunday is cold. Wind chill factor, perhaps some snow here, perhaps some snow in Buffalo, freezing temperatures, wind chills around zero. You know, you get late January, cold weather, everyone inside Northeast, a national holiday the next day, and you get to put two games on between the Eagles and Rams. You get East Coast, West Coast, and then you get the two MVP favorites at quarterback going head to head in Buffalo with snow and cold. These games are going to do numbers on TV, especially that second game with the Eagles Rams lead in. That 6:30 kick on CBS Sunday between the Ravens and the Bills, that's going to be a huge, huge audience for CBS. Fox will have the Saturday night game, and I believe ESPN and the Buck and Aikman crew will be in Kansas City for that Texans game to start it all off Saturday at 4:30. You guys have a great rest of your day. I appreciate it. And listen, subscribe and follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out for all the best from WIP. My personal blog, newsletter, whatever you want to call it, email newsletter, shoot me your email address. I will give you a direct link to subscribe totally free. You get links to the podcast, to the show, to YouTube, to the pregame show, and, of course, my daily thought of the day, daily take of the day there as well. I appreciate listening, subscribing, and following the podcast. Snow, big advantage, Eagles. You guys have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.